Hey, guess who it is again? It's Teletoons with Chloe and Meg. This is episode two. This is episode two, our Gravity Falls episode, where we will be doing songs based off of Gravity Falls. Hold on 1 second. Let's... Let them know you realize life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning around. Okay, so sorry, technical difficulties there. But we are Teletoons, and those who listened last week, you guys know the drill, but the new people, we just do songs based off of TV shows that we like. We're just two gals who love television, and this week is Gravity Falls theme. Some of you guys sent in your songs, and we've got plenty of those to come. And, okay, hold on. Chloe, you take it away.
Yeah, so we are Teletoons. Every week we choose a different television show. This week is Gravity Falls, so welcome to our Gravity Falls episode. Last week we did Gilmore Girls, so last week was more of a fall vibe, but this week we're kind of missing summer and missing that summer feeling. And yeah, if you're new, this is just kind of our theme. We are both media majors. We love television. We love music. Yeah, sorry, this is taking a couple of seconds. We are having some technical difficulties today, so just bear with us. I can just talk a little bit about me and Megan. We're both juniors. This is our first time doing a radio show. Okay, I think we are all good now. Thank you so much for bearing with us, everyone listening. But yes, today is our Gravity Falls episode. So our first song today is Where Did All the Time Go by Dr. Dog.
This one is just kind of an ode to youth kind of song, and I don't know, this kind of gives Dipper and Mabel.
We made.
That was Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. Well, just a reminder, this is WIUX Internet Radio B-Side, and we are Teletoons with Meg and Chloe. Each week we do songs based off of TV shows that we like, TV shows that you guys like, and we've got a lot of songs for Gravity Falls this week. We're both fans of Gravity Falls, and it's about fall time, so...
Yeah, I mean, this is one of my favorite childhood TV shows. I can talk a lot about this show today.
Me freaking too. Who's your favorite character?
Probably Mabel.
Me too! Oh my gosh, I was gonna dress like full Mabel for this. Viewers at home, I'm sure you guys can tell, I am not dressed for the part today. But I have Mabel in my spirit, in my step, so that's
so
all that
true.
Matters.
So true. I also love Wendy, but I want to be Wendy, but I know I'm more.
No, you're so Wendy, because you're cool. You're cool like Wendy. I'm not chill like her. But up next, we have Spooky by Dusty Springfield.
Yes, this song was kind of inspired by the Summer Ween episode and just kind of all the little spooky vibes of the show. So, yeah.
Spooky. I hope you're all in a spooky mood as the beginning of October nears. Spooky season will be officially upon us. Also, rent will be due. Don't you guys worry. But up next, this one has been suggested, but trust, this was the first one that we had in our playlist for this week. This is also my mom's favorite song. So, Mom, you know what's coming up. Also, Andre, who just suggested this song, knows what's coming up next. This is a little ode to our little baby Dipper, because he accidentally is caught singing a song similar to this by his Grunkle Stan called Disco Girl by the Swedish pop band BABBA. But what we're going to play is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Thank you.
That was Dancing Queen, for those who know. Everyone loves that song. Who wouldn't?
You are listening to Telly Tunes with Megan Clow on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio.
Those who can't see, I'm waving right now.
This next song is by Beach Bunny. It's Lovesick by Beach Bunny. And I just feel like this band is very Mabel, very, like, cutesy teenage girl. And Mabel's always in love with someone. She always has a new crush. And so I just felt like this song was very her. So, yeah, this is Lovesick by Beach Bunny. That was Lovesick by Beach Bunny. The next song is Kids by Current Joys.
We just want to remind everyone, this is WIUX, B-Side Internet Radio. I picked this upcoming song, Kids by Current Joys, because of the one episode where Mabel and Dipper are kind of doing their own things. Mabel is trying to plan their birthday party that's happening at the end of the summer, and she's sad that summer's coming to an end, and she's starting to realize, like, wow, this really is just, like, almost the end. And Dipper's more focused on his Uncle Ford, and his Uncle Ford is trying to recruit him to leave Mabel behind, basically. And Mabel is just going through a whole thing where she's like, this has been a fun summer. We're going on to being preteens. And, yeah, so that's why I picked the song. This is Kids by Current Joys. that was Kids by Current Joys. You can see, you know, it gives holding on to a youth.
Yeah, and you were listening to Telly Tunes on WIOX Internet Radio B-Side. The next song is Angelina by Pine Grove. This song was kind of my, like, Dipper kind of theme song, kind of just how he's pining after Wendy and, like, constantly...
Ooh, and he's the pine tree!
What?
Oh my gosh, that's gold.
He's just constantly in love with her and just kind of that, like, kind of, like, first... crush kind of vibe. So yeah, this is Angelina by Pine Grove.
That was Angelina by Pine Grove. That was such a good one. I hadn't heard that one before, but Chloe picked that one for Dipper. This next one is the one I picked for Dipper. We kind of like picked based off of vibe, based off of characters, especially like we both picked Mabel songs, we both picked Dipper songs. This next one is more mainstream, I'll say. You'll know it when you hear it. But this one I picked for Dipper because he is a little lover boy. He's very much like head over heels for Wendy the whole show, which is sweet. But yeah, this is Hey Lover by the Daughters of Eve.
Fortune of fame.
get it. Come on. That's a cute one. But yeah, so this next song, I was gagged to find out it's by Michael Cera. Like, did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
I had not heard that fact, but I was shocked because it came up. I was like, oh my gosh, I know this song. Michael Cera. What the heck? But this next one is Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera. I feel like it just kind of gives like childhood wonder or
Yeah, it's a very nostalgic, like, coming of age kind of song, mm-hmm. I think. It very fits the vibe of them, like, being
12 and going on 13.
Like, pre-teens, just kind of, like, yeah, it's very whimsical, I think.
Yeah.
It's, like, very cute.
It's a cute one. Michael Cera, Michael Cera, if you're out there.
Michael Cera, if you're listening, great work. Love you and Scott Pilgrim.
thank you for this good song, Michael Cera. This is Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera.
Ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in. Get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. And get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. The days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say.
That was Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera.
Beautiful job, Michael Cera, if you're out there.
You are listening to Teletoons with Megan Clow, WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. I thought it would be really cute if we shared, like, some of our, like, Gravity Falls, like, stories of just kind of, like, us watching it, like, growing up. I have kind of, like, a sad story.
She just told me this, and it is so sad.
When I cried over not being able to watch Gravity Falls, it was, like, my favorite show as a kid. If my parents are listening, they know. If my siblings are listening, they know. I was obsessed. Like, just, like, obsessed with it. And our parents decided to make a switch from, like, instead of paying for cable to just pay for streaming services. And it was the night of the season one finale. And they said that the switch wouldn't have happened, like our cable wouldn't have been like turned off until the next morning. So I made my popcorn. I like sat down on the couch, like all excited. I had been waiting to like find out what happened. Like, what's going to happen to the Mystery Shack? What's going to happen to Dipper and Mabel? Like, I was on the edge of my seat. I was so invested. I turned on the TV and it said, sorry, you will no longer get this channel.
Horrible. That's devastating.
It was so sad. I cried and my parents had to comfort me.
I remember we had the same switch happen. Like, mom and dad, if you're out there, I was devastated. They are out there. But I was devastated over Suite Life on Deck. But I didn't watch Gravity Falls at the time. But because we had streaming services like so soon that I didn't really watch Gravity Falls that much. We would watch it when we were at my Nana's house. And the one that I specifically remember is watching the Summer Ween episode, which my uncle just texted me about. Shout out, hey Tommy, what's going on? I watched the Summer Ween episode. That was the first episode that I ever watched. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so good. But I was still like so scared, but I'm like, I want more. But I watched it all like at like way too late. Like not way too late, but 14, 15. Which is like after the prime time. We were the same age as them, like growing up while it was coming out. And it just, it's okay though. I still love it. It's still a great show. And I still watch it like over and over again. So
oh, yeah. I rewatched it recently with my boyfriend Andre. Shout out Andre. He had never seen it. So we watched it for the first time.
That's
and
crazy.
Now he's obsessed with it. Also, shout out to my roommate Katie because she also is obsessed with the show.
Love it.
And like we're kind of, I feel like we have a kind of a like Dipper Mabel kind of vibe. Like,
ooh,
she's very Dipper, I'm very Mabel.
That's
like
so real.
She's the logical like one, and I'm the like ditzy one.
I love not ditzy, creative, imaginative,
ENFP.
Exactly. I'm ENFP.
You are?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Wait, that's campaigner, right?
Yeah.
Yes!
That makes so much sense.
Oh my gosh, that's probably why we're both Mabel. Well, this next song is American Hero by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Yes. Me and Megan, fun little story. Another sad story, actually. We were supposed to go to the Rainbow Kitten Surprise concert in Indy, and Megan was sick, and she couldn't go.
It's devastating. It happens all the freaking time. Because I always get sinus infections. They're not contagious. But I got a fever from that one, and I was like, okay, this feels like, I just want to be sure. And we were going to, like, all spend the night together, too, and I was like, okay, I just don't want it to result in, I was also meeting Chloe's friend, and I wanted to be on my game, and I also didn't want her to remember me as the one who got her sick, so I was frazzled. I'm bummed that I didn't go, but you guys had a good time.
Well, it wasn't the same without you. The music wasn't as good.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Like they were like, Megan's not here. We can't.
So we're
like,
not gonna perform
as well.
We're not gonna perform like
it
very
was.
Good.
I could tell Ella was sad, but yeah. So this next song is American Hero by Rainbow Kitten Surprise, and I chose this song kind of because it kind of gives Stanford vibes and kind of like Stanley and Stanford, just because I think Stanford has this call to like discover everything and kind of like, it's kind of a hero like calling that I think he has, and then Dipper kind of has it as he is growing up. So yeah, yeah, this is American Hero by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
My God, do you even know my name? Are you changing up your mind over changes I never made for you? We are no more than we'll ever meet. With heaven on my mind, and hell will I believe. If the stage lights come down, breaking over me. Heaven, heaven, it's a dream. Heaven, heaven, it's a dream. Shaking every man's hand in the presidential manner, you say, I would do anything to hear you say, there goes an American hero, darling, call the press and tell him all, he's got a front page, picture face with all of the amenities, if you really don't mind, take me as I am.
Constantine and every host of Christendom will carry them, bury them with everlast one of us. America is just a dream. Just a dream. Pretty thing. Nothing's ever what it seems. Just a dream. I still scream in my sleep. In my sleep, I still scream.
I would do anything for you to love me. Like I'm an American hero, baby. Star spangled in my manner, shaking every man's hand in the presidential manner. You say, I would do anything to hear you say, there goes an American hero, darling. All the press and telemarketing, he's got a front page picture face with all of the embedded.
That was American Hero by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
And I missed them still.
Another thing I wanted to say about that song, if you're like a big fan of the show, is that Stan Lee, Grunkle Stan, he actually is kind of the American hero at the end and kind of saves the day. And I felt like that song is very him because he just kind of feels like he's kind of like a screw up in some ways. But in the end, he saves the day. So, yeah.
I love Stan Lee so much. He's my favorite. And if you are in my TikTok reposts, you will see that I repost Stan Lee Pines way too much. Just if you like Gravity Falls or if you like our show, maybe give Gravity Falls a watch. You might like it. It's a good fall watch. And if you like our show, also go check out our Instagram. It's tellytunes.wiux. And if you like stuff like this, if you like WIUX B-Side, be sure to listen to everyone else's shows. We've got some great friends who also have shows of their own. I'm going to shout out Blue. I'm going to shout out Gracie Radio. Like, they're so awesome and they have great shows too. But yeah, check out WIUX B-Side and 99.1 if you're in the Bloomington area. This next one is Drunk on Halloween by The Wallows. This one was suggested to me by Kaylee. Shout out Kaylee. Hey, what's going on? This one just gives, it just gives Gravity Falls. Like, you'll see. So yeah, this is Drunk on Halloween by The Wallows.
you take them and find a way to run out the door now. Back to a time that you tried to forget. Why is the music so loud? Take it to the lawn now. Did you think about me if I ever were to find out? Can you ease the pain with drinking all night? Guess you'll never know the answer if you never try. On that Halloween you told me you weren't drinking.
That was Drunk on Halloween. And as our awesome show becomes closer to a close, this last song that we're going to play is classic. Like, you'll know what it is. We got it suggested to us so many times. It's also just like the perfect closing song. But we are Telly Tunes with WIUX B-Side with Meg and Chloe. Be sure to check out our Instagram and check out more WIUX B-Side and 99.1 if you're in Bloomington.
And we are here in the studio every Monday at 10 a.m. playing songs inspired by our favorite TV shows. Feel free to DM us if you have a TV show suggestion if you are following our Instagram. And yeah,
if you have any like suggestions for the song, suggestions for TV shows, we'll totally take them. I don't think we even know what our TV show is for next week. But, mystery! Wait!
It's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Okay, follow our Instagram in hopes that you find out. Oh, that's good.
Yes.
We don't even know, but you guys definitely don't know, which is even better. But this will be a fun little game that we've got going on.
Yeah,
my mom says Barry Manilow. That ain't a TV show. I love ya, but that ain't it.
You'll have to guess.
But this last song is We'll Meet Again by Vera Lynn.
Yeah.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
That was We'll Meet Again by Vera Lynn. You are listening to WIUX, B-Side Internet Radio, Teletoons with Meg and Chloe. And we'll meet again next Monday at 10 a.m.
And every Monday to come.
That is our show. Have a great rest of your Monday.